nuts cannot be withdrawn from the hole, trapping the monkey. Rather than let go of the fruits or nuts, the monkey twists and turns, pulls and tugs, but refuses to let go. The native returns and, at their leisure, kills or captures the monkey. Humans are similar to monkeys. Rather than cling to fruits or nuts, humans cling to job security, their possessions, and money. Due to a lack of financial education, like the trapped monkey, most people will spend their lives as wage slaves of their employers and tax slaves of the government. When the global financial crisis began in 2007, many people clung even more tightly to their jobs in the hope of not being one of those who were laid off. Millions held on tightly to their homes, even though they could not pay the mortgage. Most cut back on their spending and saved more, even though the federal government was printing trillions of dollars, destroying the purchasing power of their savings. Workers stuffed even more money into their retirement plans, even though the stock market had crashed, wiping out their prior gains. And school enrollments boomed as more people headed back to school, even though unemployment was soaring. Most people do not know what to do. By 2010, most people knew there was a global financial crisis. Unfortunately, most people do not know what to do about it. Rather than let go, most people clench their fists tighter and wait for the crisis to pass, praying that their political leaders can solve this global crisis and that happy days will return. A few know they must make changes, yet without a strong financial education, they do not know what to do or how to change. A decade of crisis. The problem is that the coming decade, the years from 2010 to 2020, will prove to be the most volatile, world-changing decade in world history. Unfortunately, the people clinging to the relics of the past, relics such as job security, savings, a home, and a retirement plan, will be those who are most ravaged by the global financial storm approaching. I can make this statement with certainty for the following five reasons. 1. It is the end of the Industrial Age. The Industrial Age began around 1500 and ended around 2000. In 1945, at the end of World War II, the United States was the world's most powerful nation, the biggest of the few remaining empires of the Industrial Age. During the Industrial Age, countries with industrial technology, factories, great schools, and weapons ruled the world. During the Industrial Age, the auto industry, airline industry, radio and television industry, and the weapons industry dominated the world of business. During the Industrial Age, a worker could find a high-paying job for life, be protected by a labor union, and receive a retirement paycheck for life. Financial education was not important in the Industrial Age. In 1989, the World Wide Web was born. The Industrial Age ended, and the Information Age began. In the coming decade, more jobs will be replaced by technology as our factories are dismantled, shipped, and rebuilt in low-wage countries. The idea of a high-paying job for life and a retirement paycheck for life is an obsolete idea. Today, the United States is the biggest debtor nation in world history. The United States cannot afford social programs such as Social Security and Medicare. In the information age, the age where job security and a pension for life are not guaranteed, financial education is essential. Unfortunately, like a monkey with its fist caught in a tree, millions of workers cling to industrial age ideas such as going to school, job security, steady paychecks, medical benefits, early retirement, and government support for life. In this audiobook, you will find out what kind of education is best for preparing you for the information age. 2. The rules of money were changed in 1971.